council meeting for today, Wednesday the 30th of July. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 4:51, and in doing so, respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on this afternoon, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome everyone. Thank you. Okay, item two, recording of attendance and apologies. Attendance as listed with the change that Councillor Melville is an apology. We've got Councillor Taylor as an apology and Councillor Hooper on approved leave of absence. Public time, item three. 3.1, public time. Just a note, an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of participation, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland local law, on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. So I'll open public question time at 4:53. Are there any public questions? You sure, Miss Mason?
No, I'm just going to deal with the matter of ask a few questions about the cemetery.
Yes, no. So you can ask that now if you like. Please just state your name for the record.
My name is Patricia Mason. I'm a Curriata person, and with me I've got elders, Doris Eastwood and Jane Taylor.
Yep.
For the Yamal elders.
Yep.
And I want to ask some questions because I'm just curious about the information could get distributed. There's a couple of areas that have been not marked, but they've got actually lines in it, striped off. So I wonder if those exist or that due to the proding that they never pick any graves up there. Because I think it's a big concern because family members in the Aboriginal section were buried there, and some in the Catholic section as well. So I just want to know what those symbols represent so I can inform the elders of.
See ya.
In regards to that.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I have to defer, I suspect, to Janella.
Through the Chair, I would actually need to go back to the report that was done on the whole lot. I can provide the information back to you through the meeting. But yeah, I guess I don't know the answer off the top of my head, but I can certainly find that out and get the information back to yourselves and all the stakeholders that were involved in the process.
And the other information is regards to the Doris just showed me this one, the format. And we have further consultation with that in regards to certain members that never had any involvement because
definitely. Okay. With a capital D. So yeah, we'll definitely do that. I just know, Ms. Mason, that when they did do the infrared work and the detection work underground, they did find a number of graves that they weren't aware of. So I know we would have found more than not losing and not picking up some. So we'll certainly get that report, the outcomes of that report, so that you can see that.
And in the new proposal, Kelly, is that going to be further consultation with people?
Definitely.
Where they're going to be?
Definitely.
How?
Definitely. And I'd like to, my vision of it is to have a Friends of group, so to continue to get a Friends of group specific for that cemetery and to be able to work through the development as we go forward with that. But certainly lots of consultation for that. So it's not too late to be involved in that.
Okay.
And I really hope that you get involved with it.
Yeah, and the elders were concerned about the graves that are still remaining in the old rock hospital.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, I'll need to check about that. We didn't go into the bounds of that area because we didn't get permission to go in there. So we do know they're there and that's there, and I guess that's for another group, and we do need to get that group together to try and work through that process of that site. That's correct, yeah. So there'll be lots of consultation. We certainly make sure that we get your details. I know, Pat, we've probably got yours, but to make sure we've got Doris's and Miss Taylor's as well, so that we can make sure we can keep you in the loop.
Okay. want to ask if they want to ask a question.
Yeah, anyone can ask a question. I was just... How will we do it?
Yeah.
So we'll probably get some facilitators with that expertise on board, and that would actually do it in a culturally appropriate manner and at a time. So we'd probably have something out on site. I know that we've been doing some work at Cemetery Beach Park and at the site, getting people together and doing it in that manner. As opposed, it wouldn't be in here. It won't be held in the council chambers or anything like that. It'd be more suited to the site and what's happening out there. But we can certainly go and talk to target group people if you think there's groups as well. Certainly, I know that we had added on the item when it is going to be discussed this evening, we actually added an item about comprehensive consultation. So we've asked the CEO or his delegate to prepare and implement a community engagement strategy for the project. So that's all being worked through still.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
but it was a very strong point for us.
Sorry to say it, but a lot of people can't understand what's actually happening and
yes.
what's going to happen.
Yep, sure.
And because of the failing to notify them, they haven't got computer access. So
oh, no, we won't be relying on computers, yep.
You know?
And the consultants we have had to date have been really good. Like, they haven't relied on computers. They've been going and talking
yep.
to people, listening to stories and doing a lot of that. So I know that, you know, proper expertise will be engaged.
Now,
Acting Director?
Doris and Jane on the mailing list in regards to this correspondence?
Sure.
Yeah,
if I may, through the Chair, the process moving forward will be very similar to what was already done in the background and historical information on this project. So I'm more than open to suggestions on any improvements we can make on that, and certainly happy to talk to you about that further. We do have the artist, we're trying to lock down the time for him to come up within the next couple of weeks, and once we've got that time, we will put some dates together with the stakeholders to work with them.
Just need plenty of notice. All right, terrific. Any other questions? Patricia? No? All right, cool. Thanks, Eddie. Okay, so I'll declare public question time closed at 4:58. Thank you very much. And if I can open public statement time, 3.2 at 4:58. Are there any public statements? Is there anything you'd just like to say? Great. All right, if there's no public statements, I declare public statement time closed at 4:59. Thank you. Item 4, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
None from me, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor De Cash.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
No, nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hunt.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butson.
Oh, yes, just regarding the cemetery, that the people that were actually originally involved in it will be involved in the next process of this agenda item.
My word. Okay. Item 5, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Let the record record 6-0. Okay, just a disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this afternoon's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 6.1, planning and development. Item 6.1.1, application for planning approval. Proposed 10 multiple dwellings on lot 1973 in brackets 2 Smith Street, South Headland. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Moved Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor De Cash. Jacob, do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Laughing up. Item 6.2.1, Old Port Headland Cemetery upgrade with the recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Yep. Or interests?
You get.
Councillor.
Oh, Madam Mayor, I'd like to declare that I have a financial interest. I have BHP shares above the threshold.
Great, thank you.
I also, Madam Mayor, have a financial interest due to the fact I've got BHP shares above the threshold.
Thank you, Councillor Vikash and Councillor Hunt. Okay, councillors, we have four of us sitting here, and I wish to advise that in accordance with the authority delegated by the Minister for Local Government, the Executive Director, Sector Regulation and Support, has approved the Town of Port Hedland's applications under section 5.7 in brackets 1 and 5.7 in brackets 2 of the Local Government Act 1995. For 1A, a reduction in the number of officers of members required to achieve a quorum to 4 to consider the agenda item 6.2.1, Old Port Hedland Cemetery upgrade. And 2, a reduction in the number of officers of members required to make an absolute majority decision to 4 for item 6.2.1. And it says that this letter, the contents of the letter, must be read into the minutes prior to the matter being considered. So they'll be read into there. Okay. It's valid just for today. All right. Do I have any points of clarification, councillors?
No points, Madam Mayor. So moved.
Moved, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 4-0. Thank you. If I could have our manager of corporate information. Thank you, Manager. Councillors, as you resume your seat at the table, letting you know the officer's recommendation as presented in the special council meeting agenda was passed 4-0.
Thank you, Manager.
Okay, item 7, confidential items, there are nil. Item 8, closure. 8.1, the date of the next meeting. The next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday the 27th of August, commencing at 5:30 p.m, with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday the 20th of August, commencing at 3:30 p.m. There is no further business. I'll declare this meeting closed at 5:04.